They say that history is written by victors. The Terri Schiavo case has gone down in history as fanatics against medicine, as reason against Christianity.
What this was a high-tech mob.
You may remember the Schiavo case as a bitter public feud over a brain-injured woman's right to die or right to live.
It started as a fight between her parents and her husband.
Doctors insist she will never recover consciousness.
An ordinary American family struck by tragedy.
Come on, Terri, get up. And I heard her gasping. She was breathing.
United at first, until money, betrayal, and a death wish tore them apart.
It was to a point where Terri wasn't going to function.
There is no way that they're going to starve a disabled person to death.
I'm New York Times bestselling author and World Magazine senior writer, Lynn Vincent. In 2001, I became one of the first writers to report on Terri Schiavo for a national audience. That was more than 20 years ago. But Terry's story never left me. There were unanswered questions, unsettling details. That's why I decided to reinvestigate the case for my new World Radio podcast, Lawless. Lawless is a true crime podcast that examines a frightening fact of American life, that not every crime is against the law. Yeah, the devil's come to take me. In 1998, 8 years after Terri suffered her brain injury, her husband went to court. Michael Schiavo argued that his wife was in a kind of waking coma and that she wanted to die.
I think that every person should have the right to make your own decision about your personal future.
But did Terri really want to die?
He was living with another woman. There was a lot of money that he would have assumed upon her death. What else do you need to know?
The fight over Terri's life divided the nation, sparked protests, and ignited a media firestorm.
Since the beginning, there have been close to 40 people arrested outside.
All week, I have been telling you that this thing is euthanasia. We're murdering her.
The case marked the first time in American history that a judge imposed a death order in civil court. And it transformed our treatment of the disabled in lethal and sometimes profane ways that still affect us today.
Terri Schiavo is kind of a lipo. What a lively little bugger.
Maybe we should just unplug her.
What really happened the night Terri suffered her brain injury? And what if everything we heard in the news about the Schiavo case is based on a lie? Join me on March 31st for the premiere of Lawless, Reasonable Doubt, the Terri Schiavo story.
Yeah, the devil's come to take me.